Time now for our weekly preview of budget-friendly events taking place around Metro Atlanta this coming week with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Our first event happens annually, and you might recognize it by the haze of fried food in the air.
Yeah, the corn dogs might be wafting across Atlanta down from Marietta, which is where the North Georgia State Fair happens.
And I'm sure a wide variety of other fried foods as well. Funnel cake, you name it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they'll have the usual midway rides. But they'll have lots of other things going on as well. One of the most interesting things to me is a man named Brian Ruth. He's known as the Master of the Chainsaw.
Is this an early Halloween treat?
No, it actually isn't. He actually carves things with a chainsaw. And it's fascinating to watch somebody do something like that, to handle such a huge implement, to do something so delicate. And then toward the end of the fair, they're actually going to have an auction of the pieces that he has created during the fair.
Shane, this is one fair that, as time goes by, just becomes more and more about music, music, music.
I think they find that these big names actually draw people in.
And really big names, like Jody Messina.
Yeah, and Kenny Rogers is going to be there. So, I mean, it's really well-known people that they bring to the fair. And the admission price is just $7, so you get the concerts with that. And they often have special deals on certain days where you pay one price once you get in for all of the rides, because the rides are extra. And the North Georgia State Fair opens today, and it will continue through September 24th at Gemma R. Miller Park up in Marietta.
Duluth, Georgia is being transformed into the Land of the Rising Sun this Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Japan Fest is happening this weekend. They've been doing this for many, many years, and Japan Fest really brings some great food and great entertainment to the convention center there in Duluth. One of the most exciting things to me about this is the restaurants that you'll find.
Oh.
Because there are some really great ones. Nakato will be there, Sushi Yoko, and Umaido, which I have not yet gotten to go and try their ramen, but I hear it's the most amazing stuff in the world. It's out in Suwanee, and they'll be bringing it to the Japan Fest. So if you want to try some great ramen, this is a great place to do it. And you'll also get lots of wonderful entertainment. They'll have dancers there. They'll have great art from Japan.
And this festival has been around now for a number of decades.
Yeah, they actually started back in 1981, so it's been going strong for many, many years now. And Japan Fest is happening on Saturday at the Gwinnett Convention Center in Duluth, and the ticket prices are just $8.
With apologies to Nashville, Duluth is becoming Music City this week.
Yeah, it's. I really noticed that this weekend, Eddie Owen Presents, which has been going strong at the Red Clay Theater for a while now, really hit it out of the park. Tonight is Mac Powell, who you may know as the lead singer of Third Day, the Atlanta-based Christian band who've won a shelf load of Grammys and Dove Awards.
They're in the Georgia Music Hall of Fame.
That's right. Yeah, they're very, very well known around the world. And Mac Powell, their lead singer, will be performing at the Red Clay Theater tonight. Then tomorrow night, Eddie Owen is bringing in Amy Ray, half of the Indigo Girls. That's always a treat to see Amy Ray. She's just such an incredible performer and a great singer-songwriter. She's a wonderful advocate for Atlanta. So she's going to be there at the Red Clay Theater on Saturday night. Then on Sunday night, the Glenn Phillips Band will be performing with Anne Marie Perry and Cindy Wilson of the B-52s. So, it's just a really incredible weekend for some of the best local talent there is. These are three different acts who have really spanned decades of Atlanta and Georgia music. And again, that starts tonight with Mac Powell. And then tomorrow night, Friday, is Amy Ray of Indigo Girls. And then Saturday is the Glenn Phillips Band and Cindy Wilson and Anne Marie Perry.
Mm-hmm. Shane Harrison of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution with another week's worth of budget-friendly events across Metro Atlanta. We talked about the North Georgia State Fair, Japan Fest, and three concerts at the Red Clay Theater this weekend. For more information, visit wabe.org/citycafe.